Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon, cold and cloudy and rainy and dreary. And John Reed's going to be along at 4:35. He's our ray of sunshine. All right, maybe not a ray of sunshine, but he's a pretty good guy, and I always love chatting with John and finding out what is going on. Here we are, less than a week away. By the way, John is doing this evening a big town hall. Designed for undecided voters. There's still, I think I saw 7%. John, I know we'll have the numbers. I think, again, don't quote me on, I think I saw it said about 7% of voters were still on the fence. Okay. Taking a look at more stuff coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, on the issue of data centers. Now, you and I have chatted about this in the past, and I don't know that there were all that many people who were upset in the past, because for the most part, we were thinking, well, it's in Loudoun. And yeah, I certainly have a good chunk of folks in Loudoun who are listening. I count the sheriff and lieutenant colonel out there amongst those listeners, but that's besides the point. There are great people in Loudoun who are part of this program. But we're now getting closer and closer and closer into our core here, right? Henrico, Chesterfield, Hanover, Goochland, Powhatan. Now, all of a sudden, people are paying a lot of attention. This stuff is just sort of creeping right down 95. At the moment, it is Goochland, which is sort of in the spotlight here, because coming up a week from today, there's going to be a vote by the Goochland County Board of Supervisors to expand this technology overlay district of theirs, which is fundamentally West Creek and environs, and add an additional 900 acres, which will now put data centers about 50 feet away from the backyards of people who purchased homes in a 55-plus community called Mosaic and a few other places out there. Now, my question to you is, what are you thinking on this? Is it simply NIMBY? Hey, we need the data centers. I just don't want them in my backyard. Or is it, well, don't we have industrial areas anyway? Can't we say you put these in industrial areas and as part of the zoning approval, you've got to do the appropriate planting and decoration and the rest of it? As I understand it, data centers, in many cases, look like office buildings, or warehouses? Don't we have rules on that? I mean, I drive down roads all the time and I see office plazas and warehouses. If it's in a thoroughly industrial area, I expect to see those things. If it's, I hate the mixed-use stuff where you could have, no offense to the auto garages, because I love working on cars and I love the guys that own and operate them, but I don't want them right next to my house, right? I want to have to drive to them, at least a couple of minutes. But sometimes you get these mixed-use areas where people can do that. And in other cases, you have your zoning board, your board of supes, whoever it is, zoning and planning, planning and zoning, planning, zoning and planning, I don't know, whatever it is. And Rush used to have the Department of Redundancy Department. You got to cover them up a little bit, right? Don't you have to worry about sound? Don't you have to worry about visual? So I'm taking a look again here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. P in Hanover says, hey Jeff, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need the economic opportunities data centers bring, and the increased need for generating data is growing rapidly. We want it, just not in my backyard. So where should they go? Great question. That's kind of what we're trying to figure out here. 804 says AI-fueled economic growth is the one thing that will get us out of our huge hole, and you need data centers. Okay? Y'all need to quit your belly aching. Well, I'm not belly aching at all. I'm just asking a couple of questions here. 804, Jeff, I'm a third-generation Goochland resident. I live in the eastern end of Goochland, and this technology overlay district is a bad idea. Board of Supes is being fooled by big business promises. They will ruin the lives in the immediate neighborhoods as well as our water sources. They need to delay this decision to allow for proper investigation, and they need to listen to resident input. Dave says, Jeff, the vote is Thursday. I apologize. I said it's Wednesday. It's Thursday. The vote is Thursday, November the 6th. It impacts many neighborhoods other than Mosaic. Reader's Branch is mainly 55 plus, and the data centers will be 50 feet from our backyards. Wow. Jeff, data centers provide almost zero jobs after completion. All right. What are the supervisors getting? Have they been paid off? I don't know anything more than what I'm asking you here. 804, Jeff, I hope all these dummies complaining about data centers realize that it's vital for AI, which is going to drive the economy for the next 20 years. Okay. Jeff, with all of the growth in Goochland, people need to make their opinions known. Email them. Respectfully demand answers. To the current supervisors, we know you already made your decisions without input from your constituents. People are waking up, and you'd better be paying attention. All right, I'm just putting it out there for you. Yep, there you go. Ann from RVA says, hey, Jeff, there are loads of data centers in Culpeper County, too. Solar farms are equally as bad in Louisa. And that has severely impacted farms and the environment nearby. All right. There is, in fact, a petition, and somebody sent me the link for it over on, SurveyMonkey. So what I will do, I will take that link, I will post it so that you can read what it is, and then if you you want to get involved with it, then by all means, you can do so, okay? We got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with this afternoon. And what did I promise to do for you? I promised to give you a pair of tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's coming to JPJ, John Paul Jones Arena, out there in Charlottesville. He's going to be there November the 12th. And I want to make it easy. Why? Because I'm just a nice guy. Germ, what caller do you feel like taking? You have any sense here? I mean, it's all on you. It's not like I have to do any of the heavy lifting. I'm just going to say something, and then people will follow my direction. But I want to make sure it's as easy for you as possible. All right. Well, I don't want to make it that easy, Germ. Come on, you actually have to answer the phone. Jeremy is proposing the idea that through his Vulcan mind meld abilities, he could just determine who the winner would be. And then, I guess, telepathically reach out and get you your tickets. I don't think I can do that. Sorry, Jerm. I mean, I trust you a bit, but not that much. How about caller number four? Four always seems like a nice winner, right? We'll do caller number four at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number four. We'll get the tickets, and we will do that. No, not right now, Jeremy. I didn't mean to wake you up. I'm just getting ready to set the stage here. I want people to have their fingers ready. Oh, poor Jeremy's all nervous. We're going to do it now. Wow. All right. No, I know you're juggling, but put the puppies down and, you know, yeah. All right. All right. What the heck? You might as well do it now. Caller number four, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number four, you will win a pair of tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's coming to John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville on November the 12th. Again, it's caller number four. Coming up at 4:35, John Reed is going to be here, former host of Richmond's Morning News. And now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I want to hear what's up with this teletown hall he is doing this evening. I also want to remind people, John was out earlier this week to go and visit with Tony and Miss Vivian and the whole gang over there at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street. John's a big Second Amendment guy. You make no mistake about that. And I had to run in there. I was picking something up. And I said, yeah, I'll put on a sport coat so I look somewhat respectable. John is dressing better and better these days, by the way. Well, because he could very well be our lieutenant governor, which would be really, really cool. I said he's the former host of Richmond's Morning News. No, we've still got Richmond's Morning News, and we even have a current host, as you know. Rich Herrera is the host of Richmond's Morning News, doing a great job. I pop up there on a pretty regular basis. We still have to arrange for Rich to appear on this show. He was scheduled the other day and he fell asleep. So, you know, we have two lists just like Santa, nice and naughty. He's still on the naughty list. But at some point, I am sure he will once again be on the nice list. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Wow. I'm sorry. I still get news alerts for things coming out of Massachusetts. This just broke about 10 minutes ago. An aide to the governor up there, Maura Healey. Maura Healey is very proud to be the first lesbian to serve as governor of Massachusetts. To which most of us said, who cares? But anyway, she is. She's very proud of that fact. She's doing a terrible job, but nonetheless, she's the first lesbian. A high-ranking aide has just been arrested. Lamar Cook, high-ranking aide for Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, just arrested for cocaine trafficking after investigators intercepted the packages. The drug apparently was going to be delivered to a state office building where he worked. He also, according to this report, had illegal ownership involving firearms and ammunition. And, well, okay. What are you going to do, right? Come on. I'm sure it was just an oversight on his part. I mean, who hasn't? All right, none of us have, but that's besides the point. Coming up at 4:35, John Reed is going to be with us. John, of course, is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And looking forward to catching up with John. I'm going to remind you that John is having this big town hall this evening. John, I'm sure, will give us the details on how you can participate. I can't believe that this far into election season, and this close to Election Day, there are still people who are undecided. But the numbers show us there are still people who are undecided. What are you waiting for? I think the contrasts are so stark that it's just difficult for me to understand how anybody is still undecided. But do you think it's possible that with this polling, that there's some people saying, you know, I don't want to talk to pollsters. I'm not interested in speaking to pollsters. I have, in fact, zero interest in speaking to them. So I'm going to tell them I am undecided, and then they hang up. Or I'm just going to say I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for. Or because I want you to go away, I'm going to give you the answer I think you want. 4:30, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. You believe there are still people who are undecided. We're just a couple of days away. A couple of days away from Election Day. We'd be caught up in election season, it seems like forever, but hey, it's the reality. There's still some people, I guess, who are on the fence or are not quite sure which way they're going to go. Part of the reason that my friend John Reed, who you know from Channel 8, you know from Richardson's Morning News, you know him from his service with Senator Allen and as a business owner and all that other good stuff. He also happens to be the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. It's got to be part of the motivating reason he's having a tele-town hall this evening, especially for people who are still undecided. So I wanted to get some details on that, John. Appreciate you being here, my friend.
That there was supposedly 7.8% of the people who may vote between now and Tuesday, Election Day, who just couldn't decide whether a business person and a broadcaster and a native Virginian like me was better than however you want to describe Zala Hashemi, the Democrat who's going with the socialists and the radical Islamists. I'm sorry that it's such a difficult decision, but I respect that. So that's why I want to do the teletown hall. If there's a question that people have, if they're, you know, they got a worry, or if there's something that I can address that might make them see their way clear to supporting me, I'm doing the opposite of what Ghazala Hashemi does. I'm making myself more accessible and more open than anybody else who's running. She's still hiding in the basement, I think.
Yeah. Well, she's certainly not up in the state Senate, is she?
Isn't that crazy? You know, her party orchestrates this whole power play to overturn the will of the people. And yesterday, she didn't even bother to show up at the Capitol. I think she was there today. I've been trying to get a read on that. But yesterday, she wasn't there. And I thought, well, gosh, maybe she's got a rally with, 2,000 people or something. You know, maybe finally all of her supporters are coming together. If you check out her social media after you check out mine, I shook hands with about 600 people yesterday before noon. She had 6 people in a room with her. Now, I don't know if that means anything when it comes to the final vote. I don't take anything for granted. But this lady has run the whole campaign just hiding from people, hiding from the press, hiding from a debate. I hope she doesn't win.
Yeah, I do as well. I would say that she is grossly incompetent and unqualified based on her long-standing work as a poetry professor, but that would be nasty, and I don't want to be nasty. So I think I will just look at how radical and extreme she is on every single issue, even to the point of saying, kids want to look at porn in schools, that's okay with me. I mean, she's just out of whack completely, isn't she?
She's the one leading the charge on everything that most normal people, even people who are Democrats, just a little left of center, don't like. You know, boys and girls sports, men in the locker room and the bathrooms with women. She's the reason the schools were closed. She wants to change the name mother to birthing person on the forms in Virginia. I mean, she is pretty radical. And I don't know if you saw, Jeff, Fox News reported today, and I kind of suspected this, but I couldn't prove it until now, that some of the same people who have been funneling millions of dollars to Zohran Mamdani in New York for him to take over as mayor of New York are the same people who are supporting Ghazala Hashemi. In fact, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see it. It's a group called Empower and Engage. They're aligned with the Democrat Socialists of America and the Democrat Party. Their program is called Defend and Advance, and their super PAC is pushing Mamdani, and guess who their other star candidate is? Ghazala Hashemi. So, you know, I've had to tread lightly on this, and I never want to lie about someone. I don't want to impugn them unfairly, but now we've got evidence that the crazy leftist Islamist movement that's pushing that guy up in New York is behind Ghazala Hashemi. I don't think that's acceptable, and I hope that Virginians will say, oh, heck no, we're not falling for this. We're not putting this lady, one heartbeat away from being governor.
Absolutely. My gosh, that is absolutely outrageous. And for anybody who did have questions, and you said 7.8% of folks allegedly who are going to vote still don't know which way they're going to vote. Do we want to do to Virginia what has been done to California and New York and Massachusetts? We've talked about that. And there is a reason that the very same folks who are bankrolling this radical to become the mayor of New York City obviously want Ghazala Hashemi first as lieutenant governor, and you and I both know they want her as governor.
Oh, yeah, they're going to funnel so much money to her. This is your only opportunity to make a statement, to stop her from advancing and make a statement that we in Virginia are not going to be controlled by big money from out of state. And, you know, you go to VPAP, the Virginia Public Access Project, you know, everybody has to file their forms, and the latest reports came out yesterday. Ghazal Hashmi's raised over $8 million. Now, you think that money came from Virginia? Heck no. You look at me. I'm barely cracking $1 million for the whole year. Their plan was to keep her in the basement so no one would know how radical she is, and then just tidal wave me with spending on television ads that are all fabricated and lies. Mm-hmm. And you know me. I'm not going to sit back and let that happen. I may not have a lot of money, but I got a lot of energy, and I am going to talk, and I'm going to make sure people know. Because this is wrong, the way they're behaving.
It's outrageous how these folks are behaving, and it is the quintessential, we are going to buy this election, and that is unbelievably dangerous. I want you to tell us about this teletown hall, and let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I don't think I've ever seen anybody work harder on a statewide campaign. It reminds me a lot, quite frankly, John, of the energy that Doug Wilder had when he was out visiting every single county, every town, every city. I think you've pretty much met every single person in Virginia at this point, all 8 million of us, right?
I am working hard. I am really trying to meet as many people as want to meet me. Yep. And, you know, the consultant said, John, you know, the election's coming up on Tuesday. You shouldn't do a town hall. You can't control it. You can't script it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway, because if there are that many people who are undecided, I just, what do I have to hide? I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm honest with everybody about my positions, and let's let people know and make their mind up. And I think people give credibility to candidates who aren't hiding behind, you know, ChatGPT press releases and fake news releases, and who will just go out and answer unscripted questions. So Laura Vazella, who is the senior political reporter at the Washington Post until she retired recently, she will be the moderator tonight. I haven't spoken to her. We have no ground rules, I don't think. I don't think anybody has said you can't talk about this or don't ask about this. And if you'll let me, I'll give you the phone number and the PIN number so that everybody can dial in at 7:10 tonight for this teletown hall. It's only going to be about 40-45 minutes, I think, but here's the number. It's 877-229-8493. 877-229-8493, and the PIN number to join the teletown hall is 123-758. 123-758. And anybody who wants to call in, I'll be giving an opening statement, and I think Laura will kind of moderate the questions. And again, there are no ground rules, so who knows how this is going to go. But I'm not scared of people. I want to talk to people. I want to win their vote, and that's what I'm going to try to do tonight.
Wow. Well, I have to imagine, I'm just going to say this for the record, I have to imagine that you, sir, are a political consultant's nightmare. Because they are so happy to come in and say, look, we're not going to say anything to anybody, and we're going to do this, and we're going to be quiet. And you're like, no, we're simply going to go and answer people's questions. I don't have anything to hide. And if that doesn't work for you, then thanks and good luck to you.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they give me these talking points that clearly came from Washington, D.C. You know what? I'm running in Richmond. I'm running for Virginia, and I have lived my entire life analyzing these issues, these problems. I'm very confident in myself. I'm not taking direction from somebody up in D.C. So half the time they're really mad at me because I tear these things up and say, I'm fine, thank you very much. I will just do this myself.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll either win or I'll lose, but at least I'm telling the truth, and that's what I want.
Well, and I think that's exactly what you have done consistently. No, I don't think that. I know that. I've watched you up close and personal. Of course, I was thrilled to work with you for so many years. I'm honored to call you a friend. I know that you are honest and you are forthright and you are not the least bit shy about your opinions and your views and your values, and you simply share them. And I know you're not beating anybody up. You don't agree. It's okay. I wish you well anyway. I think that's truly the Virginia way. That's what used to be the Virginia way anyway.
That's the way we used to get along, and it can come back. You know, you just got to put people in there who are tough, who are smart, who are strong, but who respect their opponents. I respect other people, even if I disagree with them. And I'm going to make my argument, but I'll listen to them. I mean, isn't that what we want? I don't want somebody who's threatening to kill you or kill your kids or kill me. That's, you know, if we can't draw the line there and be decent to each other, then we're doomed. And I'm just not going to let that happen in my home state. I can't.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't. And I appreciate that as somebody who got here to Virginia as quickly as I could. Not all of us were fortunate enough to be born in this beautiful Commonwealth of ours. Tell me about some of the last-minute issues that might be popping up, John.
Well, everybody's asking about the shutdown. I did a couple of interviews early this morning, and then the SNAP benefits. And, you know, this is one thing that I'll say about Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin, he tracks a problem about a mile off and starts thinking of how to come up with solutions. It's a real good leadership lesson, whether you're governor of Virginia or whether you're running a small company. You know, where are the problems? Let's identify them early. Let's start coming up with solutions. So like the SNAP benefits, the debit cards, and the folks who need food right now, he saw that this was about to be a problem. And he declared a state of emergency, and he is coming up with a solution for it. And I would think that the voters of Virginia would appreciate that type of leadership. It's the type of leadership I would like to bring. I mean, it's forthright. It's honest. I mean, I don't know how many people are on SNAP benefits or voting Republican, but I don't care. I want to make sure that we don't cause problems that are unnecessary for the people of Virginia. And I think that's the attitude that Winsome Sears has and Jason Miaris and clearly Governor Youngkin. Do you want that type of leadership that's responsible, or do you want to go to crass political people like the current batch of Democrats who seem to like the problems because they think that it helps them politically? Heck no, let's not do that anymore.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you on that. I will tell you that if you've got a moment over in Goochland, a lot of discussions about data centers going in right behind a community called Mosaic. 55.
Oh, I heard you in the last half hour when I was driving home. I heard you.
Yeah. So if you're out walking neighborhoods, might be a good place to go and chat with some folks over there. I mean, we all want businesses. We want people to be responsible. I want you to, if you don't mind, give everybody the details again for this teletown hall. And you said it's really aimed at people who are undecided. What about those of us who have already decided? Is it going to be open to us, or should we leave space for folks who are not?
I think we have 30,000 spots.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I asked about that when the guy was, you know, when I first brought it up yesterday, I said, you know, will it get maxed out at 100? He's like, dude, we're fine. We got plenty of spots. So I'll give you the number. Sign on at about a little after 7. It starts at 7:10. Laura Vazella from the Washington Post, who is, I don't know if she's a Republican or a Democrat. That's actually a compliment. You know, she's with the Post, so, right. You know, maybe she tilts one way or another. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. She just agreed to be the moderator. Here's the number. It's 877-229-8493, 877-229-8493, and the PIN code to access the teletown hall is 123-758, 123-758. It'll be over by 8. I got to go to an event tonight anyway, but I just figured I should talk to people, and that's what I want to do.
What are you hearing out of this so-called special session up there? I mean, we've got folks who are in front of a judge in Tazewell saying the whole thing is unconstitutional. Jason Miaris came out yesterday with his opinion saying the next election for the House of Delegates, as far as
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Constitution's concern isn't until 2027, so this is all smoke and mirrors and designed to get people off the campaign trail.
Oh, that's exactly what they're doing. It's so unfair to anybody to set this up a few days before the election to take Winsome Sears off the campaign trail. Look, you want to beat Winsome? Go ahead, try. You can bring up issues. You can, you know, you can take all the shots you want, but to remove her from the campaign trail when you know she's going to do her duty to the state, she has an obligation to be the presiding officer of the Senate. She takes that seriously. She took that oath. To put her in this situation, that is unfair, and I don't think Virginians like that. And the idea that we're going to overturn the will of the people with a constitutional amendment, I mean, the people have said very clearly after decades of debating this, and trust me, I was a reporter. My dad used to talk about this when he was in the House of Delegates. Should the politicians draw the line, or should we get some outside group to draw the lines, and do we know whether they're partisan or not? We made the decision that we're not going to let the politicians do it. And guess what? Now that the Democrats are in charge, they want to scrap that back, pull that back, and overturn the will of the people. I hope everybody will go to the polls and send them a message that they have really made a big mistake here.
I couldn't agree with you more. John, I appreciate you being here. I'll be the one waving at the town hall. I'll be in the back. Let the undecided folks
okay.
Sit up front. John Reed for Virginia. For folks, again, especially if you're undecided, John Reed for Virginia. Still time to get over there, learn more about it. John, I thank you for being here, and go get them.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. That is John Reed. Again, the website is johnreed4virginia.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.